Letter number 19. It was written in 1940, 17th of April. And this is the second part of an English letter. Dear son, while I was listening to a very interesting radio news, your mom again wrote everything that I wanted to write to you. And given that we only can send a 5 grams limit of letter, I could only write you a very short, she left me only a very short space for this. But you know that well, that your mom and I are like the same. We agree what she wrote you, and we speak a lot or all the time about you. So whatever mom says, you can always take it as it could be my thoughts as well. So just very shortly, God bless Australia. This unbelievable great country, and I hope that God helps you, that your businesses will be successful. In the last couple of days, I've sent you some business papers to your address, and I sent another business proposal. This is the last one from those that came to my advertisement. This is about a transmission. I have no idea what. So this is something to do with cars. I could see that this is everywhere in Europe. It looks quite serious. Of course, I don't know if in your new work you could do commerce. If yes, I would be very interested to know that any of those that I sent you was useful for you. Please let me know if you want me to have another advertisement, so we can have more ideas. Also let us know if you're still interested at all, or you want to concentrate on your new position. The last week, there was a new newsletter at the news agency called Weltwatch. I've sent you the last edition from last week to you in a print package. This last little space I will use to tell you that that all your letters is a real occasion for us, we are extremely happy to see or to feel from your writings that you feel safe, that you are optimistic, and you are self-aware. We received something from Angus and Coat, but the package is not here yet. Lots of kisses, dear, 1,000 times, Opal.